ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris to rally in Greenville, North Carolina today as she visits the battleground state for the second weekend in a row. Last night, Harris was in Raleigh speaking to local leaders and packing aid boxes for North Carolina hurricane victims and challenging her opponent to do something else she did Saturday.
Today I released my medical records, as has, I believe, every candidate for president of the United States except Donald Trump in this election cycle.
The 78-year-old former president has not released his medical records. Trump will rally this afternoon in Prescott Valley, Arizona. The number of customers in Florida without power falling below 1 million this morning for the first time since Hurricane Milton struck. Nearly 30% of Florida's gas stations dry. President Biden heading to the damage zone today. In the Middle East, Israel expanding its evacuation orders for North Gaza and Hezbollah launching hundreds more rockets at Israel. This is ABC News. Two men are in custody after a wild chase near Seattle Saturday morning. Police say they found explosives.
Police responded to a report of two men snoozing in an idling car that was previously reported stolen, suspected of drugged driving. Drugs were in the car, say Bellevue cops, and when they woke them, they sped off. Washington State Patrol joined the chase. Cops deployed spikes to blow their tires, but they still drove 5 miles an hour for a while, then stopped. One ran, and police say he turned and took out a bomb and blowtorch. They tackled him. They had more bombs in the car, cops say.
ABC's Chuck Severton. Well, today, Mass General Brigham Hospitals in Massachusetts will postpone certain elective surgeries due to a critical shortage of intravenous fluids as a result of supply chain disruptions caused by Hurricane Helene. Flooding forced the shutdown of the Baxter International Plant in North Cove, North Carolina, which makes about 60% of all IV fluids in the U.S. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your forecast today calling for highs to be around 58 with south winds of 12 to 22. Otherwise, a bit of morning sunshine giving way to mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance for spotty showers by late morning. Tonight, mostly to partly cloudy, lows of 38, northwest winds 10 to 20. Monday, highs of 52 with some breaks of morning sunshine turning, mostly cloudy. Maybe some brief showers possible by the afternoon. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs of 51. It is 36 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy the best in Southern Gospel. Our featured artist is the Wisnets.
Christian people have been silent for so long. It is time for us to take a stand.
Their new project is called He Made a Way.
We're just a team, you know, Uncle Aaron and the four of us and all of us just doing what the Lord wants us to do and having fun doing it.
Plus, in hour two, a spotlight visit with Exodus.
We're based out of Gaston, Alabama.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Trust Him and believe, no matter how long it takes. He's a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there, so don't you worry. Well, He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time.
Old Job was sick so long until the flesh fell from his bones. His cattle, land, and children, everything that he had was gone.
He said, you put these afflictions on me. Why don't you come on and see about me? Well, He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time.
You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Trust Him and believe, no matter how long it takes. He's the God that you can't hurry. He'll be there, so don't you worry. Well, He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time.
Oh, Daniel was a man of prayer. They tried to take his life. He knew everything would be all right.
He said, for God I will, for God I'll die. I'm gonna serve the Lord with all my might.
He may not come when you want Him, but He'll be on time. You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Trust in Him, call on Him, no matter how long it takes. He's a God that you can't hurry. He'll be there, so don't you worry. Well, He may not come.
from the parish. You can't hurry God. Our featured artist today is another family group from Western North Carolina, the Wisnitz, Jeff and Susan, with their two sons, Austin and Ethan, and Aaron Heiss. They are, without a doubt, one of the busiest families in gospel music. In addition to their church and concert dates, Susan and Jeff operate United Independent Artists that gives a platform for independent artists to distribute their music to radio. They regularly appear on the Hymn Sing Tour. And Jeff is a board member of Abraham Productions.
Yeah, I keep a lot on my plate. And I guess it's been that way for so long. I don't guess I would have it any other way. I wouldn't know how to act if I didn't have stuff like that to do pretty much all the time. But I'm grateful. God has given me health, strength, and sound enough mind to carry out all that stuff. But I'm grateful for what God's trusted me with.
That's Jeff Wisnitz. They have a new project out. Ethan is featured on the group's first single and title track of the album, He Made a Way.
I'm very excited. We actually just found out that it's going to be number one for November of 2024. So super excited about that. But it's written by Jim Brady. And it's the first time I heard the demo, man. It's catchy. And we've been opening up with it at our concerts for probably the last 2 months, but we've really got some really good feedback about it.
That's Ethan Wisnitz, and here are the Wisnitz with He Made a Way.
Darkness hovered all around this world of mine. Fear and doubt, the only friends that I could find. But in the dead of night, Jesus came to me, illuminating everything so I could see. He made a way in the midst of my sorrow, brought hope for tomorrow. Out of His great love, Jesus made a way.
Track of the new album from the Wisnitz. Many longtime gospel music fans will recall a song in the project called Jesus Will Outshine Them All.
That song was written in 1972, Gordon Jensen. And I guess I was probably 8 years old when that song came out. And it's one of those songs. I've heard it done by I don't know how many artists we used to sing it when our group was me and my brother and my mom and dad. I mean, I was a little fella, but we used to sing it then. It's one of those songs that stuck in my mind and in my heart all these years. And I heard a rendition that Gordon Mote did, and we worked with Gordon, and I mentioned recording it. He's like, "Man, we put that on a record." Said, "I've never even sung the song except on the record." He said, "Record it, knock yourself out." And I don't know, it was just like, I mean, I don't know, it was like a God nod to say, "Yeah, go ahead and do it." And several people have said it's one of their favorite songs on the record, just because, Ronnie, it means a lot more to me now, because it talks about all the folks we're going to see in heaven, but Jesus will outshine them all. But when you have folks in heaven, as you know, heaven songs mean a lot more and a lot different to you. They're a lot different for you. And so that's why I enjoy that song, and I really, really enjoyed recording it for this project.
That's Jeff Wisnett, and here are the Wisnetts with "Jesus Will Outshine Them All."
Oh, what glory awaits me in heaven's bright city when I get there. Such sights I'll behold, a million scenes of rare beauty will demand that I view them, but Jesus will outshine.
Listen on the hill.
Jesus Will Outshine Them All from our featured artist, The Wisnitz. We have much more from them coming up, and in just a moment, something new from Southbound.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We have a new Southbound song in just a moment. Right now, the latest from High Road with special guest Jay Lee Roberts. There's a river.
There's a river where the living water's running. Through the mountains flowing free, feel the sun reflecting in the gentle rushing. Can you hear the Savior calling you and me? Come to the river, oh my sister, if you want to be clean. Run to the water, oh my brother, if you want to wade down in the healing stream.
Thank you.
just need to jump on in and let your soul get soaking. Welcome saints and welcome sinners, welcome pros and I can't swimmers. All you really need to know is all you need is faith to flow.
High Road with special guest Jaylee Roberts. Southbound is out with a new song Clint Brown talks about, I Left It in the Water.
That song really happened all because we were at Josh Frank's church and Seth noticed that I think Ashley had a shirt on or someone there and it said I Left It in the Water, and as he began to question her about it, it was a shirt that they made because of someone in their church that got baptized. And he was being asked about his situation and about his life and everything. And they were asking about his past. And he said, well, I'm not worried about that because I left it in the water. And Seth and Ashley talked about writing that song. And I just waited and waited and waited. And finally, I said, hey, man, have you and Ashley worked on that song? And he said, no, we can't connect. I said, well, get your phone out. We're going to write that song today. And so we wrote it. On the interstate.
Yeah, on the road.
Probably 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's how it came to be.
That's Clint Brown, and here's Southbound with I Left It in the Water.
Don't cry for me.
In the water, that's Southbound.
Hey everybody, Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. I just burned 2,000 calories, and that's the last time I take a nap while I'm baking brownies. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcombe right here on the Gospel Greats.
Thanks, Tim. Here's Anthem Edition with Graveyard.
His friends in disbelief, a Savior laid in the grave. How could this be? They'd seen him crucified, they watched him die, but someone said he's risen and Jesus is alive. Oh, he'd in the graveyard, why see thee among the dead? Jesus Christ is risen, just like he said. Lost its sting. Somewhere in Jerusalem, there's an empty tomb. And if we listen, it's telling me and you. The grave has lost the victory. Death has been denied. Jesus is alive and well. He said, go and tell the good news, tell everyone you meet. He ain't in the graveyard, death has lost its sting.
Don't weep, don't cry, Jesus is alive.
Anthem Edition with Graveyard. More with the Whistons coming up in just a moment. I'm Rodney Balcombe, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Good morning to you. I'm Bo Hendricks, and you're listening to WRCO and the Gospel Greats. But a busy day is still to come. Packer football on the air. As the Packers try to get the win, they return home to take on the Cardinals today. 10 o'clock pregame time, noon kickoff right here on WRCO FM 100.9. Following that, of course, we'll have another great evening of old country classics. So be sure to tune in. That'll be from 6 to the midnight hour.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. We'll have more with the Wissnitz in just a moment. Here's the Collingsworth family with the Imperials classic, Praise the Lord.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord.
more. That's the Collingsworth family featuring Philip Collingsworth Jr. Our featured artist today is the Wisnets. Their new album, He Made a Way, features several recuts of Wisnets classics, including I'll Stand for the Lord.
We did that song in 1997. It was our very first top 10 song. That's when That's Kirk right. Davis was with us. It went to number 7 nationally. It was our very first release from a record company. We had left Sunlight, went independent with UIA, sent it out, went top 10, number 7. And if there's ever been a time where that song is relevant, it's today. And so we did do a recut. Jeff had that great idea, and I'm glad he did. It's a great song.
That's Susan Wisnett, and here are the Wisnetts with I'll Stand for the Lord.
Many years ago, to live for the Master, the one who loved me so, enough to die on a rugged cross, His Father's will obey. But when I'm asked what I stand for, this is what I say.
With I'll Stand for the Lord. Jeff Wisnett says it's also important that we stand and vote as American voters.
Rodney, I heard a statistic last week that said 40 million Christians in America do not vote. In my opinion, that's a sad statement about the church. I'm not sure where we get the idea that being a Christian means we should not be involved in the future of our country, but you obviously have no room to complain if you don't go vote.
That's right.
And thank God we still live in a country where that's still how things are decided. And I challenge everybody to be active and don't vote a party, vote the Bible.
There you go.
Vote what the Bible says. If you're a Christian, you need to vote what the Bible says. And we know what the Bible says, but I'll leave it at that. But I'm just grateful that we still can, and we still live in a country where we're free. And I want to do everything I can for my children and my grandchildren, the world that they have to grow up in. if I drop the ball now, who knows what they have to deal with later. So I got to do my part.
That's Jeff Wisnett. Aaron Heiss is out front on a song called Cloudy or Clear.
When I first heard the song, I said, man, I don't know if I like this or not. And the more I listened to it, man, it's got a great hook. It's basically just, it's simple, straight up, that when we're going through a storm, you know, we always use that analogy, I guess it is, you know, with storms in our life, the Lord's with us every bit of the way.
That's Aaron Heiss, and here are the Wisnetts with Cloudy or Clear.
Shelter to hide. Be still and know, steady yourself. Right by your side is your present help. He's not afraid of the shadows. He still walks dark when troubled winds blow, 'cause lightning will crash and thunder will roll. In spite of it all, this truth remains, that God is still God and He'll make a way. Whatever comes, He's not surprised. Don't be alarmed, just lift up your eyes. He's not afraid of the shadows. He still walks dark hills, brings hope in the valley.
The Wisnetts. More with the group coming up in hour two. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to this morning's service at 10:30 a.m. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. We'll see you there at 10:30 a.m. at the Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin,
there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Here's the Promised Land Quartet with The Hour I First Believed.
Every burden was lifted. I breathed in the sweet air of peace. A moment of faith, and the whole world was changed. The hour I first believed. A prayer offered up in surrender. The beauty of rest and relief. Gone was the fear, everything was so clear. The hour I first believed. And there was freedom where heartache had been. Love was the reason. It had no end. And every again. More than the promise of heaven, more than the grace I received, the chains fell away. Jesus came in to stay. The hour I first began. And every new day.
joy out of me. I'm running back to all the wonder I knew the hour I first believed. The hour I first believed. The hour I first believed.
The hour I first believed. That's the Promised Land Quartet. And now for our Southern Gospel Headlines of the Week. The 55th Annual Dove Awards were broadcast on Friday, October the 4th on TBN. In the Southern Gospel Music categories, we have the results. The Southern Gospel Song of the Year was Here Comes Jesus by Jeff and Sherry Easter. Jeff talks about the honor.
So excited about the song Here Comes Jesus. The first time I heard it, it sounded exactly what I wanted to say. We weren't able to be at the Dove Awards because of the storm that came through and did damage to our house. So we were here. I was actually on the tractor, left my phone in the truck, and got calls from Mo Pitney and Bobby Tomberlin that was there to accept the song. They are the writers with Will Nance. So love the song. Excited that it won Song of the Year.
That's Jeff Easter. The Southern Gospel Album of the Year went to Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet for Live in Amsterdam.
Wow. Thank you. We're totally not expecting that. I just want to say a big thank you on behalf of all the guys. Thank you all for supporting us, for the GMA, and then also for everybody who had a hand on this. Our producer, Wayne, our record company, Stowtown, our publicists, all the wonderful, wonderful musicians. And just, I can go down this list. I got so many mentors, so many people. I want to dedicate this album to my late music teacher in high school, Kathy Ewing, who just passed away a couple of days ago, 95 years old. I don't know if I'd be where I am today if it wasn't for her putting all of this stuff in my mind at an early, early age.
That's Ernie Haas. Joseph Habedank took home the Dove Award for Inspirational Album of the Year.
I just love Jesus. I mean, and I love his music, and I'm just grateful I get to be a small part of it.
That's Joseph Habedank, and you can see all of the Dove Award winners at doveawards.com. President Paul Pitts, board members and membership of the Southern Gospel Promoters Association, named Silver Dollar City as their recipient of the 2024 Promoter of the Year Award. It's the highest award given each year by the association on a job well done. The Promoter of the Year Award was presented to Amanda Carson of Silver Dollar City at the SGPA's annual Artist Showcase and Breakfast held on Friday, September 27th, 2024 at the Biblical Times Theater in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And the number one song on the Singing News Weekly chart is from the group Peach Goldman, The Storms I Never See.
Lord, sometimes you call upon the wind and the waves to cease, and there are times when in the storm you calm my heart with peace, but rebukes some deathly blows. When Satan comes in fury and you simply